Then Morgoth withheld his hand, though he made frequent feint of attack, so that by easy victory the confidence of these rebels might become overweening, as it proved indeed. For Turin now gave the name of Dor Gwarthol to all the land between Teiglin and the west march of Doriath, and claiming the lordship of it, he named himself anew Gorthol, the Dread Helm, and his heart was high. But to Beleg it seemed now that the helm had wrought otherwise with Turin than he had hoped, and looking into the days to come, he was troubled in mind. One day, as summer was wearing on, he and Turin were sitting in the Echad, resting after a long affray and march. Turin said then to Beleg, "Why are you sad and thoughtful? Does not all go well since you returned to me? Has not my purpose proved good?" "All is well now," said Beleg. "Our enemies are still surprised and afraid, and still good days lie before us, for a while." "And what then?" said Turin. "Winter," said Beleg. "And after that, another year for those who live to see it." "And what then?" "The wrath of Angband. We have burned the fingertips of the Black Hand. No more. It will not withdraw." "But is not the wrath of Angband our purpose and delight?" said Turin. "What else would you have me do?" "You know full well," said Beleg, "but of that road you have forbidden me to speak. But hear me now. A king, or the lord of a great host, has many needs. He must have a secure refuge, and he must have wealth, and many whose work is not in war. With numbers comes the need of food, more than the wild will furnish to hunters. And there comes the passing of secrecy. Amon-Rudh is a good place for a few. It has eyes and ears, but it stands alone, and is seen far off, and no great force is needed to surround it, unless a host defends it, greater far than ours is yet, or than it is likely ever to be. Nonetheless, I will be the captain of my own host," said Turin. "And if I fall, then I fall. Here I stand in the path of Morgoth, and while I so stand, he cannot use the southward road."